This is Earth and Sky. In 1998, Amy Vietor was a graduate student at Johns Hopkins University. She wondered if mosquitoes that carry malaria prefer deforested land to pristine rainforest.
And if so, does deforestation increase people's chances of getting malaria? Vietor spent 3 years in deforested areas in Peru looking for answers. On many nights, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., she and several team members took turns collecting mosquitoes.
And what that entails is essentially just sitting down and waiting for the mosquitoes to come to you and suctioning them off of your legs.
She made a device for sucking up the mosquitoes.
And then the mosquito collectors collected the mosquitoes with two different sizes of medical tubing, translucent medical tubing with a mesh in between, so they wouldn't actually suck up the mosquitoes into their mouth.
This method may seem low-tech, but it's the only way to catch the mosquitoes that are actually biting people and catch them alive. There are traps that use light or the gas carbon dioxide to attract mosquitoes, but these catch all mosquitoes, even the ones that aren't biting. Collectors also took anti-malaria drugs to protect themselves from getting the disease.
Tomorrow, the links between deforestation and malaria are thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.